This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I should let this play out for just a second here because Kim St. Ange just said, what song is this?
Please
what
don't
are you
let
playing?
It play out.
Wait. It's called Hot for Teacher by Van Halen. Come on.
It just gets worse.
It's one of the greatest openings
ever. It's one
ever.
Of the greatest music videos to ever play on MTV when they used to have...
TRL?
No, when they used to have videos. Yeah.
That was anyway. What I was... I grew up with TRL.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, you've distracted me now. You said, God, what is this? This is awful. I'm sorry.
My
That's
what,
it's
hurt.
One of the great, like, Alex Van Halen just killed that intro. I just have to tell you that. Anyway, sorry, I'm distracted by the whole thing. So what we were talking about a minute ago was interest rates. Obviously, the Fed cut rates again. You know, many people are like, well, if they're going to cut rates, then mortgage rates should drop, and that should help the real estate business. What's going on out there? Right now, we want to welcome in Jennifer Yeo. She is the owner and founder of Presidio Real Estate, she's a part of a new Bravo reality show based out in Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's good to have her on this morning. Jennifer, welcome in.
Hi, good morning.
So what's your take? I mean, obviously, you know, I get the business people on here from TV all the time talking about these rate cuts. And what we do know is that a quarter point cut in the federal rate doesn't automatically turn into a mortgage rate drop, right?
Correct. And that's what people tend to expect. And unfortunately, it made our mortgage rates go up this time. So the Mortgage News Daily just reported 7.14% at the end of the year. This is frustrating for consumers. We have going into first quarter. We've been told over and over again that first quarter we would have lower interest rates. And here we start high.
Yeah, I don't know where it ends. I bought a house last year, and we really kind of hoped that maybe 5 or 6 months out we could go ahead and just
refinance it
and get a cheaper mortgage, and that's not a reality right now. Do you see that coming in 2025 at all?
You know, again, we've been told over and over again that we will see cuts, but we're just not seeing them. In September, they were at 6.11, and now being at 7.14, we're looking at about $200 more in a mortgage payment every month.
Yeah.
And that's just not the reprieve that consumers were looking for.
Well, I'm just curious, though, regardless of what happens with the rates next year, I'm curious if you think more people will feel more confident. They feel like under a Trump presidency that he'll get inflation under control, or at least better than it is right now, and that with taxes that they'll be in a better position financially so that they'll still feel like they can buy a home when they normally wouldn't because of rates.
You know, that has been what everyone has expected. here we have a president coming into our country that is a real estate developer, a real estate guy, and he is a business guy. And so here we're thinking we'll get some rate cuts, the real estate market will get better. And so there is a little bit of hope for that. Right now, it's just not showing it.
Yeah.
We're seeing, yeah.
No, I just wondered. I want to ask you a little bit about the reality TV show that you're doing. Is this high drama? I have a lot of friends who are real estate agents who talk about some of the things they see they'll say to me, you have no idea what we put up with in real estate sometimes. What are you doing in your new Bravo show?
There's a lot of drama. Last night's episode was explosive, if you haven't watched it. I've been doing real estate 18 years. Every transaction, there's drama. The parents tell your buyer on the last minute, don't buy this home. You know, there's all sorts of crazy things that happen. And so you get to see it played out with a great cast. It's got great stories, and Bravo does a great job putting together a very exciting show.
I don't know if you're able to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Like, how much of that drama is the producers who are like, hey, so-and-so said this about you, and I want you to talk about it. Come in this room and discuss it and rile them up.
I would say there's a lot of that. And what's crazy is it's actually real, but they do rile you up. They say, well, he said it like this. How do you feel? So they get you riled up for sure.
Wow. Well, Jennifer, it sounds like you're going through with your voice the same thing I've been going through the past two
yes.
weeks. You poor thing. I hope you feel better, man. That's rough. They ended up diagnosing me with bronchitis about 3 or 4 days ago and finally got on some antibiotics for it. So,
okay, good. I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah, I hope you do, too. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yep, take care of yourself. Boy, I've been there. I know how she feels, because I know she doesn't normally sound like that. I have not watched a full episode of that show, but I have seen a clip of it. So,
big Bravo fan?
I'm not a big, I don't gravitate to those sort of programs, but I did watch a clip of that since I knew I was going to have her on here earlier, and I know her voice doesn't normally sound like that.
Well,
so.
It's like the show Selling Sunset, I think it's called. That really took off. That's based out of L.A. I know this show's out of Utah.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of drama with that show.
I have, at the gym working out or something, the bank of monitors, I have found myself drawn to those ones where they're taking three different cups. They're taking couples around of three or four different houses
and talking about.
Is that it? Yeah,
I like that show. But I'm sorry to interrupt you. I've heard that two of the homes typically aren't even on the market. Like, you'll be able to tell which home they're going to likely go with because that one's usually empty and not staged. And
yeah.
So oftentimes they're already under contract. Like, the whole deal is done. And then they go show you the homes, because otherwise you'd put an offer in and you could get beat out.
I also love it when
else.
They say, Joe is a bagger at a local grocery store and his wife's a stay-at-home mom. Their budget, $900,000. We're going to take them around and show them these houses today. Give me a break. All right. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay tuned. We'll give away some Toto tickets in just a minute.